November 8, 1923. Jesus allows all states of mind which existed along the path of sanctity to occur in Louisa, so that everything may end up in the divine will, and from her the new law and the sanctity of the divine will may begin. The privations of Jesus continue. At the most, he comes like fleeting lightning, such that, while it seems to produce light, it leaves one in the dark, more than before. Now, while I was swimming in the bitterness of his privation, my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, all busy writing, not with a pen, but with his breath. Emitting rays of light, he used that light like a pen in order to write into the depth of my soul. But placing one finger on his lips, he made me understand that I should keep silent, for he did not want to be distracted. Then, after he finished, he told me, "Daughter of my supreme volition, I am writing in your soul the law of my will and the good which it brings. First I want to write it in your soul, and then, little by little, I will explain it to you. And I, my Jesus, I want to tell you of the state of my soul. Oh, how bad I feel. Tell me, why do you leave me? What should I do in order not to lose you? And Jesus, do not afflict yourself, my daughter. You must know that when I came upon earth, I came to abolish the old laws, and to perfect others. But in abolishing them, I did not exempt myself from observing those laws. Rather, I observed them in a more perfect way than others did. Having to unite in me the old and the new, I wanted to observe them in order to give fulfillment to the old laws, placing on them the seal of their abolition, and to give start to the new law, which I came to establish upon earth, a law of grace and of love, which enclosed all sacrifices in me, since I was to be the true and only sacrificed. Therefore, all other sacrifices were no longer necessary because, being man and God, I was more than sufficient to satisfy for all. Now, my beloved daughter, wanting to make of you a more perfect image of me and to begin a new sanctity, so noble and divine, which is the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, I want to centralize in you all the states of mind which have occurred until now along the path of sanctity. And as you offer them and move on, doing this in my will, I establish their fulfillment, I crown them, and embellishing them, I place on them the seal. Everything must end up in my will. And there where the other sanctities finish, the sanctity of my will, being noble and divine, keeps all other sanctities as its footstool, and gives them their origin. Therefore, let me do. Let me repeat my life and all that I did in redemption with so much love. Now I want to repeat it in you with more love, to set the starting point so that the laws of my will may be known. But I want your will united to and dissolved in mine.